Devotionals Just in Time, Ecclesiastes, chapter 3, verse 11. One step from eternity. We continue in the series of the road to eternity. Today, I want to give you a little advice through this devotional. Today, we will be talking about the importance of understanding that not everything is temporary. There is something that is eternal, and that God put in it in the heart of man. Let's see what the book of Ecclesiastes says in chapter 3, verse 11. Everything is appropriate in its own time. But though God has planted eternity in the hearts of men, even so many cannot see the whole scope of God's work from beginning to end. One of the wisest men there has been on earth, King Solomon, sought to understand the purpose of man on this earth, to be able to understand what is beautiful in life. It is not only to exist, but to live. And when we speak of life, we speak about what we are in this natural world. God gave man physical life and spiritual life as well. Unfortunately, we have forgotten the second, the spiritual life, and we think that the most important thing is what we do on earth, how we enjoy it, and the physical life that we have. We think dying means ceasing to exist, and it is not like that. That everything ends when we die, but it is not like that. Now, the fact that you don't believe doesn't mean that it is not true. Although I respect your point of view, I only come to tell you what the Bible says. Today, many live life without understanding, without vision, and they simply live just to live. Or I could say that they only exist to fill a space on earth. When we lose vision, it is because we are disconnected from the sources of that vision, which is Jesus Christ. King Solomon, in one of those disconnections that he had, and one of those crises, as we often witness when we go through moments of crisis and difficulty, begin to ask ourselves, why me? Or why am I on earth? Or that this makes sense, or what I do doesn't make any sense. We begin to lose meaning to many things, including living. Solomon experienced it and came to the conclusion to say, all is vanity and affliction. All that is wanted under the sky is vanity. Anyone could say, how come such a wise man reached this point to come to this reflection? And you could say, as someone once told me, well, I don't think everything is vanity. I believe we do productive things here on earth. And of course we do. Of course, they are done. But in the end, how do you feel your heart? Let's measure what the results are. Everything that is wanted under the sky. And this is a great truth. We are never satisfied. We always want more. We reach a goal and another is coming. That's why Solomon said it. All that is done is vanity. We live something. We use a fashion, and tomorrow that fashion is gone. You see, in the same way we live life to the point that we get tired and we stop finding any sense on it. Man wants to have money, and when he already has a lot of money, nothing satisfies him. And he begins to feel bad, because he has a voice in his heart, which can only be filled by God. The material things can never satisfy what is inside man. It can motivate you for a moment. It can make you forget what you are living for a moment, or the hardship you are going through, because you received a gift or you feel good. But after a few hours or maybe a few days, you will return to the same place you were in before, because the temporary, the material things can never quench the spiritual thirst of the human being. Only the spiritual will fulfill the spiritual. So Solomon, with all his wisdom, came to the correct conclusion. Everything that is wanted under the sky is meaningless. It is vanity. Even if you produce, even if you do good things, at the end, what do you feel in your heart? You are not filled by God. Now, that is where the difference comes from. everything that is wanted under the sky, right? That is what comes about having, or in other words, closing the book of Ecclesiastes. What is a complete question of the meaning of life? He comes to the conclusion, what is wanted under the heaven is vanity, but everything points to God. And if everything points to God, and we close with God, then everything will make sense. In other words, life has no meaning outside of God. That's the conclusion that Solomon reaches, and it is the only exact and correct conclusion. Outside of God, my beloved friends, there is nothing else. That is why in this verse of Ecclesiastes chapter 3, in verse 11 it says, God put eternity. He has put eternity in their hearts. So living life just to live it, simply saying that our days end when we die, is a big mistake. Because if our life ends when we die, then what about the eternity that God put in us? When we speak of eternity, we speak of something that doesn't end, that stands through time, something that remains, that is constant. When we speak eternity, we are talking not about a space in time, we are talking about the entire time. And if God put it in us, He gave us His breath of life, that life is never lost. My beloved friend, the biological life is the one that ends, but the spiritual one continues, and we are passing through this earth as we don't belong here. But when we go to the next level, we have to ask ourselves, where will we spend our eternity? And that's a great question. That is an important question. We could all point and look up at the sky and say, I am going to heaven, but it is not a great reality. You may believe that you are going to heaven because of your actions. But if you don't have the correct knowledge, and above all, if you have not received Christ in your heart, your good actions are good, but they are not going to save you. Because the only way to be saved is through Jesus Christ. So my beloved friends, God put eternity in us. Now, it is important to take advantage of our days on earth. Because since we talk about time, the Bible says in this verse, God made and makes everything beautiful in His time. It means that for each period of time, which we can all call seasons, good times are going to come, and they're going to be exact to show at the right time. Not whenever we decide, but when He has so determined to manifest it, and it is going to be beautiful. We have to learn to live and learn to enjoy each time. I'm going to put it this way. While we are on earth, we live seasons. Yesterday, you had a season. Today, a new season may show up. And tomorrow, perhaps, you can live another season. Now, if you stay living today, with your mind set on yesterday's season, because you consider it to be a good one, you will be losing yourself and avoiding what today's season will bring into your life. I cannot live the tomorrow with my mindset on today. Tomorrow, I have to accommodate myself to whether it will be presented and understand what that day will demand. If I stayed in yesterday, listen to me well, yesterday's blessing may become a hindrance to today's blessings. I hope I am making myself clear. That is why this verse expresses everything has its time, and God has His moment for everything, and He makes everything beautiful at the right time. If your yesterday was beautiful, today could be even better. Every day God renews His mercies for us. So don't live today with your mindset on yesterday, because yesterday is gone. There are memories of these good moments. There is still foolishness, says the Bible, when we say that all past time were better. Now that we are in Christ, every day we go from glory to glory, from triumph to triumph, from victory to victory. Yesterday's time will never be better than today when we are in Christ, because yesterday's mercies are left behind. Today, there are new mercies. Today, There are new opportunities. Yes, your yesterday was good, but your future state will be much better. When you trust in the Lord, when you allow Him to make you understand, to renew your thoughts, and to walk in His purpose, each day that comes will be beautiful, seeing what God will do at that right moment. Don't stay with the yesterday's beauty because you are missing today's. It is important to keep it present in order to move forward in this life, so we'll enjoy it. Sometimes we deprive ourselves of enjoying each process, each blessing that the Lord brings each day, because we are anchored in the past, or we are anchored in a future that has not arrived yet. We stop valuing and enjoying the present, the small details. I compare it like this. It is like the one who sits down to eat lunch, eats so fast, and as he puts each spoonful of food in his mouth, he is wondering, what will the dinner be? He says, the breakfast was delicious. This is delicious. But what are we going to eat in the night? We don't enjoy every moment. If we don't learn to enjoy now, how are we going to enjoy eternity? Now, if we are alive now, we must wisely show that we are alive and give thanks to God to the oxygen He gives us to open our hearts, receive Christ, and living life in the correct way will assure us that our step to eternity is the correct one. Dying with Christ in our heart will give us the next step, which is to be with Him for eternity. My beloved friend, this is a path to eternity. The Bible says something very wise and wonderful, that the path of the righteous one is like the light of the dawn, which increases and increases until the day is perfect. Our walk in Christ that makes us righteous by His sacrifice is the cross. In the cross will each day manifest a new glory, a greater glory, a mighty glory. So get up today. Not everything is over. Life goes on. Those who left before us, to whom you said goodbye, it was not a goodbye. It is a see you later. They already took the next step, but there is an eternity within us. Now we are responsible for that eternity, to spend it with the Lord, to be able to reach those relatives who died with Christ. Let's open our hearts, give it to God. Today is the moment. It is not tomorrow when you can tell Him, Jesus, be my Lord and my Savior. Stop being thinking that you have to leave this or you have to leave that. The pleasures of this life in the end will not bring any reward, my beloved friend. Doing what you want will not bring you anything good. In the end, what really counts, you can have a night of passion, you can commit adultery, you can fornicate, you can do it, but you will be responsible. The problem is not now. If you had to leave, then where would you spend eternity? The Bible says that there is not a righteous one on earth, not even one. But by surrendering to our heart to God, only by His love and mercy, He makes us righteous and makes us good. And then He makes our days on earth wonderful. Let's pray. Father, I thank You for this word. And I only ask You, Lord, that those who receive it can understand the message. Father, that their eyes can be opened to be able to meditate where they are now. And the importance, Lord, the importance to understand that we are only passing through here. But that doesn't mean that we should live like anyone else and that we should waste time. On the contrary, to understand that Your purpose is wonderful and know that from here we have a step to eternity. Thank You, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Today, your pastor and friend, Elias Hoyos, has spoken to you. I want to invite you to subscribe to our YouTube channel, Devotionals Just in Time. Click on subscribe, and if they are on Instagram or on Facebook, you can find me as Pastor Elias HC. A hug and blessings.